Do you, Terry Clay Miller?
Hey, hey, hey! This is the Ratchet Show, the bonus episode of Kind of a Big Deal, where we get ratchet with our drinks in hand.
I'm not drinking, but I got water.
Mine's downstairs. Oh, I have vitamin water. Thanks, Liz.
Oh, girl, get it, get it, get it! So, we are just going to shoot the shit. Yeah, what he said. And just vibe and vibe and vibe and spill some tea. Because, hunty, this is the Kind of a Big Deal bonus episode.
This is lame.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Kind of Big Deal Podcast. I am your host, Clay Phoenix, and I am joined here with my sissy, Elizabeth.
What's up, y'all?
And Jake Manahan.
Bing bong.
And the man with the plan, Douglas.
Sorry, y'all. I've been doing lines off Jake's back.
Long lines.
If only it was lines off of his ass crack, we'd be living for days.
That's a waste of coke.
Pain. So, this is the bonus episode just because our girl Marissa wanted an episode because she likes to listen as she delivers those pizzas. So, hey girl, hey, this episode is for you. Shout out to you. Marissa, shout out to Marissa, guys.
This isn't Wheel of Fortune. Like, let's calm down.
Marissa.
Yeah, like,
am I coming in hot?
I don't know. You're just like,
am I being Angelina right now?
Yes.
I don't know who Angelina is, but yes.
Okay.
Who's Angelina? I'm curious now. So
I no,
Angelina
like,
from Jersey Shore. Oh, here's my baby. Oh, hi, baby.
Did you see her makeup today?
Nemo.
I said you did a really good job on your makeup today, Marissa.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Yeah, it was very good.
Oh, she was looking fetch.
Yeah.
Stop trying to make fetch happen.
It's
not going to happen.
How about you fetch them delivery tickets and get the fuck out of here and go deliver food?
Make that money.
Yes, queen. So, anywho, so let's spill some tea. Spill some tea. Jake, spill some tea. Hunty, you have none to spill?
Pass.
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 I love him. Pass. Doug, you got some spill to tea, or tea to spill?
No.
No?
Terry?
No.
Do you have any tea?
I'm going to spill some tea. So, we talked a few times about the whole Ben thing. I feel like Liz has something to say about this, so I'm going to just go move the microphone over here.
Deer Park has good water.
My question is, first off, Deer Park is the bomb.
Oh, yes.
Who the fuck is Ben, bro?
Benny?
Like there, I know a lot of people.
Benny.
Oh, okay, okay.
Terry's Benny.
Okay, okay. I'm caught up. I'm
sorry. Okay, so like, where we're at, because you know the listeners are always wanting the tea on where we're at with this whole situation. So, we are sitting right now on eggshells, and it's not going anywhere. But I digress because I have moved on to bigger and better. I have moved on to
bigger and pucker.
Yes, thank you for stealing my thunder, Jake.
Welcome. Sorry.
Mr. Anus Pucker, as Jake has dubbed him. He's a cutie.
Yeah.
He really is.
Chris?
Chris, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's got a cute beard.
Somebody still hasn't shown me a picture of him.
I haven't seen him either. Amazing. But I'm kind of
curious.
I think
Terry's just making it up.
No.
You know, like the whole thing's just like he's just making it up. So people like, something to talk about.
No, it is not.
We need a picture proof.
Yeah, like I've asked for pictures several times now. So at this point, I'm just like, Terry's making this shit up. Just like,
I think he just wants to take pictures of his asshole. Yeah. That's what it is.
Terry, you got to pull out them receipts, bro.
I'm starting to doubt that the truck driver was real either, or the deer. I bet the deer don't even exist. Yeah. Terry's has been.
Terry, you got some explanation to do.
One God.
What?
One
no.
God.
Also, side note, me and Terry, he's driving his new car, and me and Terry definitely almost hit two deer on the way home tonight.
Yeah, I almost hit one too. It was bad.
I almost hit you guys for hitting a deer.
And you're going to have to do some serious adjusting to your seat when you get back in your truck.
This is him. Look. He's shaved, but he has a beard now, and like.
Ew. Terry, no. No.
Why?
I refuse to let you.
Why? But he's so sweet.
It don't matter.
The face doesn't matter when they're sweet.
I am all positively, like, I'm super body positive. I don't call people ugly. I don't call people dumb shit like that. But
don't
like,
say that.
Terry, even I'm coming out here saying, like, bruh, he's just not meant for you. Please.
Why? Is there something in his eyes that you see?
Yeah, honestly, he gives me school shooter vibes. I'm not going to lie.
Oh,
shit.
Damn.
Liz is going ham.
Jesus. I'm sorry. I'm
not even 10 minutes in.
I don't lie. I'm honest. Okay,
she's
I lie sometimes, guys.
In y'all's wedding, she's going to be standing beside you glaring at him.
The evil look.
Oh. If there's anybody that's going to be glaring at him, it's going to be Lizzie, and it's probably going to be Bobby up there glaring at him.
Oh, yeah.
Believe me. Those two sissies are like, there is nobody good enough for our big bro. Like, they are literally, like, on lock with it.
I mean.
I had a can up here. Terry's hogging the action.
Yeah, Terry's being selfish.
Oh, my God.
There was a can up here, and he must have thrown it away.
I am so selfish.
What about these cans back here? Can I use one of these cans back here, Terry?
Of course you can use one of those cans. Just don't put that Deer Park water in it because that is bougie-ass water and that's good shit.
I'm talking about that zero sugar.
Yeah.
Can I use that?
Go for it. You do you, boo-boo.
Would you like your tray back? We'll use the cans.
I just got to get a couple more ashtrays. Notice I said ashtrays.
That's a waste.
I was drunk last night. You know what those sodas are? Those sodas are Keystone bought sodas. Those sodas are from the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is there a Dr. Pepper well somewhere that we tap off of?
Donated to me by a good Samaritan.
Oh. Well, anyway, look.
Okay, I'm looking.
Just don't take a sip. Like,
if you think you're just going to take a sip, just don't even.
And then you're taking melatonin.
Girl, somebody's calling me. Hold on. Somebody is calling me.
This heifer is going to tell us to turn all our shit on quiet, and he ain't going to do the same thing.
Hey, girl, hey, we are recording a podcast, so you are officially on the podcast. What is up? Oh, Sierra's leaving her house. Okay, girl, hey. We'll see you soon, baby girl, okay? 20 minutes, yes. Okay. We'll see you soon. Love you. Toodles.
Are you bringing your man? Are you bringing your man?
He's staying home. Did
you have that poodle trained, I'll tell you that. I said, you have that poodle trained. Yeah. No, I was like, I can't remember now who it was, but she came in my room once and I was like, where's your poodle? Oh, it was Karen, my cousin Karen, talking about my ex Sam. I was like, hey, where's your poodle at? She got so pissed off about that shit.
All right, so anywho, girl, tell Ethan that we love him, and we hope he comes over and hangs out soon, and we will see you soon, baby. Oh, she didn't hear me. I don't know what's going on right now, but okay, so we'll see you soon. Love you. Toodles. Bye. I don't know if that picked up or not.
Oh, God.
It picked up.
Okay. So, let's get back to our conversation. Where were we?
I have no clue.
I am drinking.
We were talking shit about the sips. One sip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one sip. Okay, so, like, when it comes to soda, yeah, I take a one sip when I've been drinking. But, like, look at this bougie-ass glass right now. This is a wine glass. Sissy, please tell me this is not gorge right now. Look at the pink in this glass. I don't even know what this is, but it's... Do you want me to be honest? Yeah, be honest. Brutally.
I mean, the pink color is very cute. But, like... Terry, you're being straight bougie, dog.
Of course I am. I am bougie. Have you seen my new car? Oh, fill you in. Okay, drop some more tea. So, I had to get another car because, wow, everybody's really got some faces on.
What?
But anywho, so, I'm going to talk about me because that's what I do. So, I had to get another car because the rental was going to be too expensive and my car is still in the shop because I hit a deer. And then, as Liz so kindly mentioned, I almost hit two more deer tonight, but I digress. Whoops. I did say whoops. I did say whoops.
They're only bad. They're only bad today because a storm's coming.
That shit's so hard.
Really?
Yeah, when it's raining.
So, like, when you're driving an SUV, because our vehicle, like, your vehicle now is top-heavy, you can't be looping around turns like that because it's, like, you take one bad, too sharp of it, and bam.
Oh, yeah, she's right. I do be driving that car like it's my Focus. I do.
You whip it?
Yeah, I just whip it.
It's because you're already comfortable driving the car itself, so you're pretty confident. Also, you're so used to driving. I don't know how you don't be like, I don't know why you don't drive SUVs anyway, because like, how do you drive those tiny little cars when you're so like, you're tall?
Because my Focus drives like a sports car. Vroom, vroom. Yeah, I mean. But anywho, so somebody else talk because... I'm going to check my phone.
I'm about to spill some tea. Ben Jones just messaged me.
Did he really?
Huh?
Ben Jones just messaged me. Hey, what the hell?
What
is going on tonight? There must be a full moon. Hold on. So, like.
Is it a full moon? Because, like, it was pretty bright earlier. But it was behind clouds. My weather situation. My weather thing doesn't say.
Wait, hold on. Why did he message you?
I said, what's up? He said, not much. What's the local gossip over that way?
Over what way?
over our way. I guess tell, mom, pop.
Text him back and say, well, the local gossip right now is Ben is a flaming closeted homosexual.
So he says to me, hey, I said, hey, how are you? And he says, not bad. Aren't you the cook at Mom Pa? And I said, yeah, I am also the manager. He says, well, I got to say my cheesesteak have been really good.
He wants to put some cheese in your steak, Terry.
I said, really? Is it because of the new steak? Question mark. He says, I don't know, but it's chopped better, so I don't fall. It don't fall apart when you pick it up.
I bet he falls apart when you pick him up.
I said, oh, yeah, I try to make sure they are done how I like them. I don't like the minced meat. He says, yeah, that's the best way.
You don't like to mix meat?
Minced meat. They're good. Those pickle-flavored Doritos are literally going to be my crutch for the rest of my life.
This would be awesome with... like a dip, like a cream cheese dip.
Yeah, pickles are always good with a dip.
With a dip. With a dip. A dip. A dip. A dip dip of your dog. All that noise you just heard was me eating and trying a tangy pickle Dorito. And I must say, it tasted better than watching Terry take selfies while holding a wine glass and making ugly tongue out faces.
Is that my stomach? Was that your stomach?
Boing. What?
I don't know, but Ben Jones messaged me back.
I thought you farted. I was going to say,
spill the tea, hunty.
I said, he said something about something. And I said, I'm not sure who that is. I said, but drinking right now. Sorry. He said, oh, sounds like a good time.
Ooh, it does sound like a good time. Wow.
What'd you say to him? I wasn't listening.
I don't know. I just said, hold on. He asked.
I don't want to wait till I hear the podcast again to know what he said. I want to, like.
He said something about someone named Denise. I guess this is my landlord because he used to live where I lived at. And he said something about something. Oh, I said, oh, yeah, I'm not sure who that is because I know it was the landlord. That's, I didn't know that was her name. And then I said, sorry, if my, you know, I'm fucking up my text. I'm a little tipsy right now. He said, oh, sounds like a good time. I said, for sure, right now he's responding to me, so we'll see.
And here I am being a trashy hoe talking about podcasting. But it's my life. Oh, so Liz has this thing that she does when I'm in a bad mood. So I have this song that I absolutely love. It's, she's probably going to correct me because I'm tipsy right now. It's called Hair, Nails, Hips, Heels by Todrick Hall.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to go and fact check.
Okay. So.
I'm just playing. Nah, it's not that big of a deal.
So. She plays that for me every time I'm in a bad mood. Like, when I'm in so salty and we are riding to work, she's like, hold on, I got you, boo-boo. And she plays that song, and it just sets me, like, I'm just jamming out to that song. I can't play it, though, because copyright infringement. But it's a really good song. You should totally listen to it.
Todrick would let us.
Elizabeth, you are... Oh.
He would not just lettuce, but he would tomato, mayonnaise,
here.
Fried onions.
Hey.
The rest of it, too.
Hey.
Because we were going to beat the show.
Find a Rodecaster on your Bluetooth. Find a Rodecaster on your Bluetooth and play it for us, babe.
Play a snippet, though, so you don't get striped.
I don't care if we get striped.
To play like 10, 15 seconds.
It's like 15.
10, 15, yeah, whatever. But play it.
We do not own the song, by the way. Nor do we make any profit off of this song.
We don't make any profit off of anything, so we're good. We're Gucci.
Yeah, we don't even, have anybody investing.
We ain't even got sponsors, bro, because people won't listen every week, except for Marissa. Shout out, Marissa.
Marissa, sponsor us.
Marissa.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go. Get it.
I'm so sorry. I cut off the conversation.
Lay it.
I feel bad.
Get
go
it.
Ahead, go, get it, go, girl.
Go. I can't even.
Nails, hair, hips, heels, face done, lips real, purse full, big bills. Yes, I'm a big deal. Legs, legs, face, eyes, thin waist, thick thighs. You, me, you wish. New phone, who?
Yes, queen. I love that. My favorite part is when he says, yes, I'm a big deal. Yeah. I mean, thank you, Doug, for the podcast name.
Thank you, Doug.
Yes.
Do it again.
Get it, girl.
Here, you do it better than I do, actually.
It's because I got a little bit of gay in me. Hold on.
He's got a little bit of Mississippi leg hound in him.
Oh, shit.
Mm. Now I want to try.
Okay.
Just watch your wine glass.
Don't break it, okay?
I'm not going to break it.
This is a sacred fan. Because you're tropical as fuck.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I can do better than that. And I've never done one.
Okay. Okay. That was kind of rude.
No.
You're going the wrong way.
I didn't
hold
mean to
the
be
other
rude.
Side.
I'm sorry, Liz.
There you
yes,
go.
Queen. She just snapped her fingers.
Yeah, for some reason, it works better one way than the other.
Well, I like how you're just like.
Do it. Do it. Do it in the mic. Yeah.
Benny Puzzle don't like it. He always runs.
Yeah, he doesn't like the thunderclap.
He's not in here right now.
He's not in here.
He wanted out.
Guys, that shit really hurts your finger, though.
He don't like the thunderclap. You ain't doing it right if it's hurting your fingers.
I smacked my other hand.
Oh, no.
Turn around.
And just.
No, you're going to break it.
Okay, how do I do it?
Do it right.
Do it with the loose end.
Embrace your inner gay.
There you go.
See, embrace your inner guy. Yes, queen. Yes, queen.
It's like a church lady.
And
oh,
the good ones wow. Clap, 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 clap.
Here, well, I'll show you. This is called the art of thunder clapping. Ready? Let me move the mic back to hear it. Okay.
I love it.
And you do it to the music at the club.
You have to do it to a certain beat, though, because Barbara Jean.
Do you have to feel it in your soul?
Barbara Jean will not let you. She is the goddess of thunderclapping. Barbara Jean.
Been to that.
Girl, you are the goddess of thunderclapping. I don't even know if they listen to this, but if they do, Barbara Jean, you are the goddess of thunderclapping. She taught me. She gave me a fan that said hashtag stay ready on the fan. It was her fan. She gave it to me because I really wanted one. And she gave it to me and she taught me how to thunderclap. And I get it, girl.
Look how big your cat's eyes are. He's poked his head up like. What's that going on over there? Can I kill it?
I'm so sorry, Nemo. I didn't mean to disturb you.
Oh, I like your pride tree. I didn't realize that.
You didn't see that 4-foot rainbow tree lit up with lights?
No, I thought it was just a regular Christmas tree. I like that. That's nice.
Girl.
It's very appeasing to the eyes.
Appeasing to the eyes? That's me.
It's majestic as fuck.
Well, Majestic Venus is the name of the production company that does this podcast.
God.
Okay, can we not? I think we should take this fan away from Clay. Can we take that yet? Let's get that
yes,
from him.
Yes, of course, Liz. You can now have the fan of destiny.
You need to lock this up, Doug.
You're putting away the fan of destiny? That is every gay man's dream, other than getting their dick sucked.
I mean, sometimes I dream.
I have to pee. Y'all keep the show going.
Man, that means I gotta move.
Toodles.
Yeah.
I'll be back. Okay. I feel like you have some tea, Jake.
Oh, no. I don't have any tea, but I feel like you'd have a big dick if you had a dick. Liz.
I do have big dick energy, I guess.
As our girl Kyla says, she got the biggest black cock ever.
Kyla does. I've seen it.
Oh, my God. That shit sways back and forth. Mm. Gorgeous. Shout out, Kyla. You got a big dick energy. I really do have to pee.
Can I sit in your chair?
Doug, keep it going.
Just waiting for Liz to jump into the hot spot.
It's, that's, oh, shit. Knocking stuff over.
Jesus.
That one's my bad.
Let me scare Dirtron up here. So.
How are you, Douglas?
So wait till he gets to the bottom of the steps.
Okay.
These things never say anything.
Well, he's not going to know what this is being said because he's not here until he listens to the podcast.
Yeah, the playback. So. This is the best part.
Terry earlier showed us the mole on his ass. As if, like, we cared about that mole on his ass.
He gave no shit. She just pulled it out. I was like, look at this mole. I'm like, look at this mole.
On my ass. On my ass crack.
And then he gave me a story of when he used to rub it.
Okay. remember that? What was that movie where that lady's mole kept moving around different spots on her face? And like, people, every time he saw her, I think it was a Mel Brooks movie or something. Like, every time he saw her, her mole was on a different spot. And he's like, wasn't that mole on the other spot? So she's like, what mole? And he's like, never mind.
Dude, that bit of shit in movies that really be tripping me out.
It was so funny.
When I think of like moles in movies, I think of fucking Fat Bastard.
Yeah.
Austin Powers.
Yeah.
See, I'd be thinking of Nanny McPhee. I don't know what y'all talking about. No? Nobody's seen that movie? Come on.
I don't know what that is.
I also think about Porky. She's like, that tallywhacker had a mole on it. Because, did you ever see Porky's?
It's an old movie.
It's like the 80s movie, right?
Yeah, it's an old movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, these guys had found this pipe that moved in the women's shower from behind it so they could move the pipe and watch them take showers.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And the girls saw them because one of the guys yelled out something. Well, the one dude stuck his dick through the hole, and the girls were all screaming and looking at it. Well, here come Beulah Ballbreaker. She was like the old female lady. I don't know what they call them. Gym class teachers, you know? So she, like, looked over and saw this penis, and she went up and grabbed a hold of it and wouldn't let him go. And he's back here screaming, and all his friends take off running. So this teacher's got a hold of his cock, right? So then he finally slips out and leaves. So she tries to get all the boys to pull their dicks out so she could look at them and see if that was the dick that she had a hold of. And she's like, that tallywhacker had a mole on it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was fucking hilarious.
That is Miss Trunchbull vibes if I've ever heard it.
Oh, God. Yeah, it was a hilarious movie.
That was the quickest.
Oh, that was a movie?
We were talking about Porky's.
It's actually old TV.
We were talking about moles. And then he brought up the Porky dick.
Like the one that's on my bum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking about that movie. It was a Mel Brooks movie, and that woman had a mole that kept moving around on her face. And he's like, "Where wasn't that mole on the other side of your face last time I saw you?" And she's like, "What mole?" You know. So it's like, obviously, we were laughing about that too.
Oh,
movies.
Interesting. Movies are life. So are TV shows.
Definitely check out The Unforgiven or Unforgiven, Unforgivable. What is that? That Sandra Bullock movie I just watched.
I mean, I'm totally going to review it on Kind of a Big Reel. No lie.
I wonder if there's a trailer we could play right now.
Oh, a trailer? Well, you have... Oh, let me see, because... Who's connected to Bluetooth? Liz. It might be me, because it just kicked off. Hold on. Let's see. I got
the official trailer right here.
Are you connect to Bluetooth? Here, I got it. The Unforgivable
trailer. They shouldn't call them trailers.
Trailer.
Because, like, you watch it to be trailer would be something at the end of the movie that you see, you know? This is something that's promoting the movie, so they make you want to go watch it.
That's why it's called a trailer.
A promotional video?
Yeah, it should be called the promotional.
Well, it's called a promo or a trailer.
Promo's better.
So promo's trailer,
promo, and that's nice.
Trailer is what drags you along.
I'm a promo. Promo. You got promo.
A trailer.
Promo.
A trailer is what drags you along to see the movie. All right, are you ready? Are you ready? I got the official promo.
But check it out on your own.
Ruth, phone call. Hello? Hello?
You're gonna pay for what you did.
I was in prison. I just got out. You held her for 20 years.
For what? It's an accident. Does your release alter the terms of your no-contact order?
You don't have to give me a speech. I'm looking for Katie. She's my little sister. I raised her. Okay, next time, don't drag me through 3 bus transfers to tell me something you already know. John? There's a woman in the front yard.
Can I help you with something?
You're a lawyer?
What would Catherine do? I'm meeting her now.
I wonder all the time what she looks like, what she became.
Your life starts here now, not 20 years ago.
She did her time.
She killed somebody in cold blood.
If that were any of your black sons who had been in the system, they would be dead.
She walks around like it never happened. Now you tell me if that's fake. You're gonna be a convict wherever I go?
No, you're a cop killer everywhere you go.
Hey, Ruth, just stop saying you're not.
I'm black! Don't treat me like I don't exist! Tell her about me!
I was pretending this is about her!
And yet I was protecting her!
You are not a victim!
I'm quit. I'm okay.
Yes, that is on Netflix.
Yes. Has Viola Davis, Sandra Bullock, some big names.
Yeah. So a big cast.
I watched the first half hour of it, just to let everybody know, and I'm like, this is just kind of dragging.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brian Paris, and I have an important question for anyone with arthritis.
It was,
I don't have arthritis, but thanks. Thank you, Terry.
But like, once I got to the end of it, or toward the middle, I started realizing that that slowness, that dragging on, was like, it was the emotion of the movie, laying out everything that's going on in this woman, and like, and then stuff started like getting really good, you know.
But, oh wow!
Yeah, I liked it a lot, and the guy that played, I think he played in one of those movies, but like a special agent type movie, and he plays the dad. Of Viola Davis' husband. But yeah, it's a great, great, great movie. I enjoyed it.
Well, Shy, if you are listening to this bonus episode that is dedicated to Marissa Cox. Yes.
Cox, her last name's Cox.
Yes.
Try Cox again.
If you are listening to this bonus episode dedicated to Marissa Cox, then we are going to review this movie on... Kind
she's
of
gonna be
deal.
Laughing her ass off in the car right now.
Yes, she probably will be. She was looking for an episode. She said, this fucking asshole wants me to listen to his podcast every single week so he gets his listenership up. And he can't even put an episode out for me on Tuesday when I'm delivering.
She really did, though. It was funny as shit. She was tweaking.
She was tweaking. Facts.
Deadass. So funny.
Do you want me to get you a chair? Are you uncomfortable?
Oh, no, I'm fine. But I have a question. Is this cool?
It's all cool as long as we ain't diving into a pool and drowning.
Yeah, at the beginning of the show, I was doing coke off Jake's ass.
Jesus Christ.
So now
not
we're doing
ass crack, though.
So now we're doing coke off of Sierra's car key.
We have not.
It falls down that ass crack. It's going to numb it up. I'm just saying.
Yeah, girl. That puts a whole new meaning to poppers. Just saying. But
what did Doug say earlier? Earlier he said that once they came out of the bathroom, he said if he went into the bathroom, he'd fall in love because I was on the toilet seat.
Oh, yeah, the smell. Yeah.
Gotta lick the car key clean.
Yeah, that's why when people fart, I'm like, stop flirting.
He's like,
the shenanigans. Oh, girl. This
y'all
is
miss
the
working
life.
With this.
I do. It was so funny.
Who said we missed working with you?
Probably nobody.
I mean, I do kind of miss you. You're a whole vibe and a half.
I miss your random ass comments literally on Friday nights, and you're just pissed the fuck off. You're just like, I swear to God, one of these days I'm just going to shoot my fucking brains. Like,
oh, no, it's okay. I get
it's just random shit.
I get pissed off for different reasons at my new job. Like, literally went to work today, like, took 2 Adderall, was feeling great, was, like, actually prepared to, like, do something and load pallets all day, just for me to, like, actually stand there and do nothing the entire time.
Oh. It's a waste of perfectly good drugs, you know?
It was!
Because you were wanting something, and it's like, fuck.
On a real note, though, Adderall really does be making you, like, function.
I never done that one.
Can we just make that a whole vibe? Function.
Something I don't do very well.
Conjunction, what's your function?
We also do not condone the use of drugs under the age of 18.
Please, that's when a great sex is.
What are you talking about? Drugs are life, poppers.
You got a fresh, clean body.
Let's raise the glass to poppers.
Dump a combination of stuff in there and have orgies.
I don't have a beer, but I have nose beers.
Yeah. That's why none of these kids.
Whatever.
You know,
pound it, bitch.
They can't.
Poppers.
What? Yeah.
You know?
Oh, nose beers.
It's like 3 conversations.
Yeah, kids right. Today, like.
Girl, I'm done.
Nothing.
Right
it, it's okay to be gay. It's okay to be straight. It's whatever. You know? Like, my generation growing up was like, you had to hide it. Everything was hidden. You know? And, like, I'm so proud that they can be like that today. Have that freedom.
I would hate it if I had to hide it. Oh, wait, I did hide it. But I'm out now. Who cares? Woo! Anyways.
Can you just pass me the cigarettes, please?
Which ones?
I'm loving the rant. I'm so sorry.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm digging
just
it.
Just rocking the Newports.
Live your best
fucks
life.
My throat up.
God damn. Deadass. This is a Jersey bitch up here. Newports.
Like, since you were 2, right? It's been a while.
2? What are you talking about? She's been smoking Newport since she was 1 year old. Since she was in the womb.
So her mom just used to, like, how did she get the cigarettes to her?
My mom just, like, weaned me with fucking, like, Bud Light and cigarettes. Honestly, or no, it'd probably be more like Mountain Dew.
Yeah. So Sierra was raised on Bud Light, cigarettes, and
Mountain Dew.
No. Something better.
Daddy issues.
Like what?
Something better. Hot dog flavored water.
Oh,
and
God.
Chocolate starfish.
Oh my God.
What's
chocolate starfish?
I was getting ready to ask.
It's your
bungholio.
It's your bungholio.
Oh, I starfish. Call that tongue punch in the dirt star.
The dirt star.
I just call it your ass.
Yeah.
Chocolate balloon, not.
That's
and
a
it's
good
supposed
one.
To be pink starfish because most of them are pink.
That's
the pretty ones are pink.
The pretty ones are pink?
They're pretty and pink.
You like pretty and pink.
He likes them when they're clean.
Yeah.
He don't like those bathroom stories where he goes down on a man and they shit in their face.
Yeah, you know the bear commercial with Charmin where the little bear had pieces stuck to his butt? I wouldn't have been interested in that bear. Just saying.
My ass is not. Dude, so I've been in my new job. This is what, my third week? Already have, like, shit myself at work.
That's
wow. Girl, get it.
I never shit myself in my pot. Not even once. I don't know how.
Where else have you shit yourself?
Job-wise, nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, I've shit myself so many times.
I once shit myself in a Kmart.
I shit myself in the Arundel Mills.
I shit you not.
My brother shit himself at Gabe's, and he just someone's one of the clothes asleep and just wiped his ass. I'm like, what?
Girl.
How?
I went in the dressing room in Kmart and left my dirty, like, shitty clothes in there, wiped my ass with my t-shirt, and then put on new clothes.
Yesterday when I shit myself, keep in mind, I only had a half hour left.
I
almost
shit myself,
so I was, super pissed.
2 weeks ago, one of my delivery, I just took a squat. It was fucking weird, dude.
Thank
God for having white
piece. I went to the bathroom, and I shit myself, and I was, trying to take off my underwear, but, I have to wear work boots, and I wasn't trying to take off my jeans and, and my boots to get my underwear off, so I tried to rip them off, and, they got stuck, and just, I was not having a good time.
Have you ever took a crap at a public place, and they didn't have toilet paper in there? I had to use my underwear once.
No.
I keep toilet paper.
Because there's no toilet paper in there.
I hate pooping in public. I don't like when it's quiet because I don't want them to hear me. I don't know. Maybe it's just a me thing.
Well, I'll sit there and wait until everybody leaves and then
and just
let it rip.
Honestly, though,
let it rip real quick.
Yeah.
Or if they're
drying their hands off with those automated dryers, then I just let it go.
That's like when I'm over there washing my hands and there's somebody taking a shit and they're just blowing it out. I'm like, good Lord, the confidence you have, man.
I know. I can't do that shit. I'm embarrassed by
that
shit.
The nice times, though, when you're shitting in public is when it's diarrhea and it's just so bad that it just sounds like pee.
Like a waterfall.
Yeah.
It's the best shits.
That is literally after you eat Burger King. Burger shits.
Burger King.
Paul.
Daddy, I pooped.
Paul.
Daddy, I pooped.
Twat, you say? I can't tell you.
So. I really hope Marissa Cox likes her bonus episode.
Did she even know I was coming over? Nice surprise. Hi, Marissa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's always a nice surprise when Sierra comes over.
Hi, Sierra. How are you?
Sierra's in my bed. That's a plot twist.
Yeah. Jake's got his legs wrapped around my wood.
Oh.
Comfy.
Jake, you do have your legs wrapped around his wood.
It's comfortable.
You better watch out. Your girl might think that you're gay.
That's just more fun for her. Because now she could be able to strap on one and let him have it.
She's like, Jake, are you ready for your pegging?
Me when I get home. Ethan, are you ready for your pegging?
Exactly. Because Sierra... This is my impression of Sierra when she was in elementary school. The teacher's like, Sierra, what do you want to be when you grow up? And she's like, I want to be a badass biker bitch.
Yeah, now I work in a warehouse and fucking walk around in a neon vest and a hard hat all day. I'm literally turning into that bitch.
She's like, I'm embracing my full a lesbian self. I don't even know where I was going with
that. I'm just picturing Laverne and Shirley right now working in that bottling plant.
Bottling plant?
Old Ash TV show with Laverne and Shirley.
Wasn't it I
it was
Love
Pabst
Lucy?
Blue Ribbon they worked in and it was like a beer plant. They bottled beer and then they would work in an assembly line.
Also, I got some free coffee at work. Do you want it?
Sure. I don't care. I love coffee.
Yeah, it's free. I'll give you some because, I got 2 bags.
Sure, bet. So, Wasn't it I Love Lucy when they were like working at like the cookie factory or whatever?
They were trying to eat them chocolate candies before they would run off the conveyor belt.
Yeah, chocolate candy. Yeah.
They were boxing candy.
That is certainly Sierra. She was working at the candy factory. She would try to eat them before they ran off the belt.
I mean, they're going to fall on the floor anyway. You might as well get them.
Yeah, they're going to be lost forever. Let me save them, these poor little chocolate babies.
It's like that dumbass that was like, he put those candies on his treadmill, and he put his face down there and turned the treadmill on, and it caught his fucking jaw and ripped like part of his face, like fucked him up bad, and chocolates were hitting him in the face.
All for a viral video?
Yeah, all for a viral video.
Like, goddamn, that's something that ends up on the soup. Nobody knows what the soup is anymore. That was totally...
I remember it. I just never liked it. I thought that guy was lame.
It was... I don't know who was in it, to be honest.
Joel McHale was one of the... Nemo.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was Joe McHale. But it was totally the show before Ridiculousness. Where,
I don't
like
that show either. You know, I also don't like those guys that prank each other.
I do vibe with Snooki's. I do vibe with Snooki's messiness. Jokes,
whatever it's called. Yeah. Who's Snooki?
Snooki from Jersey Shore. It's literally Liz in a bottle
wants to
of
be
candy.
On the podcast. Put the microphone down there. See if he meows.
Oh. Nemo, Nemo, talk to the fans. The fans want to hear from Nemo. Nemo, wow. Talk to them. Come on, baby. Wow. Let them hear you, queen. Wow, Jake. Coming in with the vibes.
That's the only talent I have.
You know, the only talent I have is sucking cock. Like Marissa Cox.
Cox?
She's going to be so mad at me, but I love it.
Well, if she ever gets married, she's going to have to marry somebody with the last name like Boner or Peterson.
It'll never be the same, Marissa, if you don't get married to somebody with like a raunchy last name.
Yeah.
Marissa Cox. You know, she totally has a drag name. I'm just saying, sorry, no offense, but your name is literally a drag name. Like, I could use that name to make billions tomorrow.
Well, you know what the ironic thing is? If you had your own restaurant, all the drivers could go out dressed in drag one night. Like, have a drag night where we all go out dressed in drag and deliver pizza.
And in the back of the shirt say, we can deliver the cocks.
Yeah, because like all the girls could wear dress from a drag too. Just drags for everyone.
Yeah.
Just throw the makeup on, get artistic, go deliver pizzas. Imagine the customers' faces.
We deliver the blow jaw.
I think most of them would be cool with it. I was locked up in a PA prison. I know what them men are really into. Just saying.
Most of them label themselves as on the DL.
Yeah.
La 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 la.
And everybody know what they doing. They ain't fooling nobody. Even their wives know. You know?
Yeah, they do.
The wives got to know. They got to know the schedule so they can go out and do what they want. Who they want. How they want.
Friends, man. Always leaving res on your pocket knives.
I'm serious.
So, let's keep this Gucci. And let's have our final words for this bonus episode for Miss Marissa Cox.
Leave some deliveries for the rest of us.
Oh, sorry. I know this ad.
She's so
powerful. Yes, queen.
Exactly.
Don't worry.
Jake, hit
yes.
us.
Yes, exactly what Doug said.
Would you hit that, Jake? Would you try Cox again?
Jake, have you experimented?
I have not. Actually, funny story. So I have a stepbrother, right?
Right, this is how all the good porns turn out.
Don't start a story with "I have a stepbrother." Do you know that there's porn dedicated to that?
Yeah, guys, like there really hole. Is. I run into it all the
so
time.
So I have a stepbrother, yeah. right?
It's crazy.
And there was these two girls, fine as fuck, right? And then like, they're like, "Well, we'll make out if you kiss this guy." Blah blah. So I had to do that shit. But that, I mean, that was it. Nothing like major.
Literally, how I figured out I was gay.
But you didn't throw up.
Literally how I figured out I was gay was truth or dare, and I fucked a guy in a Toyota 4Runner.
So someone dared you to fuck a dude?
He did.
Oh, the guy dared you to fuck him?
Oh, yeah. I read his cock like he was a cowboy trying to save a horse.
I'm so sorry. That was just an actual real life. I'm sorry. I know that came at a very, very bad time.
I loved it. That was a full vibe.
Bitch, like are you...
nail polish remover.
I feel bad for whoever touches this
card. Break out the acetone.
Ooh, girl, get it. Doug is a whole mood in this episode.
He really is.
He is.
What's that mean?
You're a whole mood, Doug.
A whole mood.
Well, fuck you, motherfuckers. No, I'm just joking.
It wasn't a bad thing. It was a good thing.
No, I'm sorry. I was fake being mad.
Fake being mad.
He has to fake being mad because he really doesn't, like, ever really get mad.
No, I get mad. I just, it don't last long.
Yeah, but it's very seldom. It's not like all the time you're getting mad.
Yeah.
Wait, are we still on?
Oh, yeah, girl. We're still on.
Yeah, of course. Siri asked me. I'm first.
What the hell? How are you going to sit there and take his tab over mine, ma'am? I'm the wife.
Anyway.
So with that, as they say, I do.
I'd be glad to have your orange juice on my can.
Oh, wow.
But you're asking for us to give a final word. Like, unless we're going to slit our throats after this, it's not going to be the final word because we're going to keep on talking.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So, I mean, you could probably say, anybody have any last words for the podcast?
Anybody have last words for the podcast?
He said last.
Anybody have any final words for this episode of the podcast dedicated to Miss Marissa Cox?
Marissa Cox.
Yeah.
Kick me in the chest.
Cox. That's why we get along so well. You know, I like Cox. So naturally, I like her.
Oh, yeah.
That's a valid point.
That's a mood.
Naturally, I like her.
Naturally. We like her as the way that God intended us to like her.
And her and I smell the same when we're delivering.
Like weed?
Yeah.
That is a mood. A mood.
Please tell me none of the bosses like watch this or listen to this.
No. They are not ever gonna listen to this show of ratchetness.
You can smell Doug and you can smell Cox when she walks in. Like,
that's very true.
Oh my God, I love you, Jake. You literally just said it like me. Cox.
You know what I heard? He smells me.
That's all Doug heard.
That is. He's gonna run with all it. You heard.
My microphone short out. Hello? We're good.
I smell Doug when he walks in the door. I just picture Jake now over there.
I just get a big old whiff of Doug.
Let's take one of those mason jars. Just cap it.
I love his man scent, and I just want to bottle it up forever.
I smell like that because I'm in the pit all the time. The Sasquatch, they have this like ritual.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You love Sasquatch.
Yeah,
you're obsessed with Sasquatch.
They kidnap white guys, and they put them in this pit, and they all stand around. They jerk off. The last one to jerk off when the poor white guy has to clean him up and get him out of the camp. And then, like, you know, that smell is like the smell of Sasquatch semen.
That puts a whole new meaning to circle jerk.
I don't even want to know what Sasquatch semen smells like.
It's invigorating, like Sierra. Sasquatch semen smell is invigorating.
It's like mildew.
Well, they're not monkeys. They're not going to throw their shit at you, so you're not going to know what it smells like.
Okay, without further ado, I say au revoir.
Arrivederci.
Thank you all for joining us for this beautiful bonus episode of Kind of a Big Deal podcast. And thank you for listening, Miss Marissa Cox. We will be back next week on Tuesday with our very special Christmas episode. Yes, Queen!
I don't know what I can see. I don't know what I can be. I don't know where I have gone today. All I- Hey, I'm kind of a big deal. I'm here and I'm gonna fly. Gonna fly above the world and see it tonight. I'm gonna see the people proud. See the people living in peace. No war, cause this is what we need. And I say I am here and I am revolutionary. I'm gonna make everything look like it was a dictionary. All these words, pinnacle, heart, doing what you needed when you got me to start in. I don't want anybody to be left behind. Let's love everybody for who they are tonight. Come on, we are the one. We are gonna stand together because we can do this together. We can rise.
Stand up for what's right. Love them. Hold them. Believe in them. We are all brothers and sisters, and we will rise.
I am so fucking trashy right now, but it's okay. What?
Or like, I mean, the second I sat down, I guess.
Oh, shit. Yeah, whatever. But, bye. Why am I recording this?
What?
Shitty kitty.
I don't know what I can see. I don't know what I can be. I don't know where I have gone today. All I know is now I have my friends all around, and I'm kind of a big deal. Kind of a big deal.
The ones that go in there, you know, but it's like watching my grandfather grab my cock, you know. If it was my step grandfather and he wasn't related, hey, let's throw down. We're not blood band, you know. We had some moments in the woods. I remember that. You know, it's big.
I don't know whether to laugh or not.
Let's make a romance out of this. Like, I'm the one that gets the nice presents at Christmas. Everybody's like, damn, Grandpa loves Doug.
Why?
Oh, he loves me.
No.
I feel so bad for laughing.
I laugh about it.
Can I go downstairs and cook crack?
You know.
Turn your house to a trap
house. I mean, it's not like you can really blow anything up, so.
We don't have no ammonia.
He's just going to sit there and eat his pickle chips.
That's meth. Literally, all you need for, like, crack is, like, water, cocaine, and baking soda.
That's all down there. Baking soda's in the cabinet, refrigerator, and freezer.
Let me just, like, smoke some crack real quick.
What?
Live your best life.
Let's see here.
Oh.
The fact of the matter is I did start recording this, and
the fact of the matter is
recording.
I just wish I got every single moment because y'all are funny as fuck.
Wait, did you get me talking about cooking crack in your house?
Cooking crack? Yes, I didn't.
Oh. Everything I say is for legal reasons is a joke.
For legal purposes.
Legal purposes. This is going to be clipped and used for clips. You know, or filler when he does that. So he'll cut out parts like that.
I love a good filler, especially if it starts with the letter C. C is for come, and we can come together.
My rash is like just now clearing up.
Really?
Yeah. I had to go on fucking prednisone.
Isn't that like a steroid?
Steroid.
Yeah, really and strong. Them things are fucked up. Ugh.
I had like the worst fucking roid rage for like a week and a half straight.
They put them on me when I had my neck shit going on, and they put it on me. I literally was pulling. I was in Hickory pulling out onto Route 1, and there was nobody coming. Well, this Mustang came flying up behind me. It was on my ass, and then drove past me. In the side lane to get it right in front of me. So I'm like, all right, fuck you, you little prick hole, you know? So then we get down to Dublin street area, and there's the Wawa there. He cuts through the Wawa parking lot to go across. Well, my light was green. I met him on the other side, and I blocked him so he couldn't get out, and I got out of my car, and I'm like, get the fuck out of the car, you punk-ass little bitch. I was ready to kill him. If he'd have got out of that car, I'd have beat the fucking brakes off his ass. And then a week later, I delivered food to his house. His dad's a cop.
Oh, fuck.
I went up there and knocked on the door, and I said, I'm the one that cussed your little bitch-ass son out. I don't know if he told you about it. And I told the cop what he did. He flipped the fuck out on him. He was pissed. And I was glad that dad did that, because most of them would be like, you threatened my son? Yeah. Okay, I threatened your son and his little Mustang. If you're going to drive a car like that, you need to have the dick and the muscle to back that shit up. Don't disrespect me. That's like these guys in these big-ass trucks.
Little dicks.
Yeah.
Little dicks, I'm telling y'all.
Like,
little dicks,
if you're gonna drive that, if you're going to drive that truck, it should have a picture of your actual dick on the side of it so we can tell if you're fake or not.
We want to see that size, motherfucker, that size. Give us that yardstick measurement. Yardstick.
I'm about to go ravish some food.
Yeah, there's food downstairs. Let's go eat it.
I'm hungry. Huh? I should probably turn the podcast off, right?
What are we doing?
We're going downstairs.
Oh, downstairs? Yeah. So,
I need to turn the podcast food, off? Yes.
Might as well stop it, or we are going to stop it.
It's going to be the bonus episode for the bonus episode.
Yeah, it's just going to be the aftermath.
Nemo.
The aftermath of the math.
Kitty poos. Kitty poos.
The aftermath of the math. And that's what I have to say. Toodles. And
bye.
Hey, I'm kind of a big deal. This is the official end of...
I'm here and I'm gonna fly. Gonna fly above the world and see it tonight. I'm gonna see the people proud. See the people living in peace. No war, cause this is what we need. And I say I am here and I am revolutionary. I'm gonna make everything look like it was a dictionary. All these words, pinnacle, heart. Doing what you needed when you got me to start in. I don't want anybody to be left behind.
mind. Let's love everybody for who they are tonight. Come on, we are the one. We are gonna stand together because we can do this together. We can rise.
Stand up for what's right. Love them. Hold them.
Believe in them. We are all brothers and sisters, and we will rise.
This is the official end for The Ratchet Show for Miss Marissa Cox. We hope that you loved this bonus episode just for you. Shout out to you and farewell and have a good night. Yes, Queen.